Yeah, I'll have the spaghetti. What do I have to?
All right, what does it say in the menu? It's spaghetti. Okay, all right. Today, the spaghetti is called plate of viscera. I get it. Okay, I'll have the plate of viscera and a blueberry and a booberry pie. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, oh, yes. Yes, bon appetit. God, I hate Halloween. Sometimes it's the cutesy part of it. Hi, folks. James Lilacs here at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for Mike Connor at the diner out on old Highway 20. Well, what is it in this incrementally different universe, isn't it? I can't even keep track anymore. Don't know what it is. Don't really care. And I know it's been a long time since we've had a little chat, but there's a reason for that. I've been all over. I'm here to tell you that this multiverse thing is really, really overblown. At the beginning when we started doing this, I actually had some incrementally different places that I went to that were interesting. I would get in the phone booth, which itself is a tremendous cliche, and then I would go off to some other place that would have a very small, different little aspect to it that told me I was in a parallel dimension. I was still me, still at my house, my job, everything else was the same, but my car would be, you know, a gold element with this weird trim that was not available as an option package in my universe. Of such things, I was able to make the distinction between where I was and where I wasn't. You may say, hey, I walk around all the time. I never noticed the trim packages of cars. Could it be that I, too, was pitched into an incrementally different universe without knowing it? I doubt it. I doubt it very much. And let me tell you why. First of all, you have to use the phone booth, I gather. I mean, that's the only way that I'm able to travel around. And who uses phone booths for anything anymore these days? Nobody. Secondly, if you remember at the beginning of the year, was it that long ago? I got a message, a little note that said that I was in danger. It was a note signed, a friend, and that I had to go in the phone booth and dial number 555-1212. It was cliche upon cliche, and that's what happened. So unless you hear that sequence of events yourself, I don't think that you've stepped into a space-time continuum rift and found yourself in a place where there are 13% more Priuses than there were in your real universe. And who is to say which universe is real and which isn't? Well, I know which one is mine, and I know that when I get back to it, my phone will ring because it just doesn't connect to any cellular networks here. But when I'm home, I know it will ring. When I'm where I need to be, I know my phone will ring. Or beep, tell me there's a text. Perhaps from daughter. Oh, and there's a story. Yeah. Well, see, here was the thing. She went to Brazil. She left. And one of the reasons that I kept getting in the phone and booth and trying to get home to my place was because I kind of wanted to say goodbye. I'm like that. And even though I would find myself in an incrementally different universes or IDUs where there was daughter and wife and house and job and dog and everything else, but that one telling little detail that was wrong. Like, for example, in one of them, I thought, actually, I might be back. Because in my room, I have this 1950s cool ashtray that has a matchbook from Disneyland, and It's ancient. It's a nice little mid-century tableau of the sort of thing that I like to have about to remind me of I don't know what, but... And so everything was the same, except one day I noticed that the matchbook was from Disney Place. I thought, oh God, Disney Place. That's what they call it here, Disney Place. So that wasn't it, so I had to go back to the diner, get back in the phone booth, and go to another place, and, you know, is this the one? And even though daughter was in all of them, I knew it wasn't my place. So it would just be odd to say goodbye to daughter in an incrementally different universe and have it be that guy's daughter, me, in that place. Well, I kept going to place and place and place and place. And what I found was that I got into this strange little loop where I actually made it back to say goodbye to daughter in that incrementally different universe. And then I would be like, well... Okay, well, at least I got that. And then I get, you know, go to the diner, get in the phone booth, go to another place. And she was still there, except she was leaving the next day. And that happened over and over and over again. Like 22 times I kept going to a place where she was leaving the next day. So you know, the first time, I was just, even though it was, you know, an IDU, I was still feeling everything. And, you know, my heart breaking and knowing what this meant and all that. And then after about 20 times, it's like, okay, all right, fine. Goodbye. See you later. I mean, toward, I feel horrible about this for the people in those incrementally different universes that I've now left. I was just dropping her off after about 15 times saying, you know, you can get through security. You're a big girl. Don't worry about it. And then the last couple of times, I just put her in an Uber. Don't you want to come to the airport? Yeah, I've been to the airport. Oh, all right, I'll get in the Uber with you. I'll go to the airport. So I feel bad about that. But I know that when I get back to my own universe, that my phone will buzz and it will be a text from daughter in my universe with my Brazil. So that's great. There is no Brazil in the one I'm currently in, by the way. Nope. Brazil was split up into 27 countries about 100 years ago, and it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. And they didn't even split the country up like you usually see when you look at a map and you see, you know, rivers determine boundaries, and there's tribes, perhaps, that have been. There's a geographical boundary. There's a change in the biome. They just cut Brazil up into strips. There's 27 countries that are just strips. And some of them are bigger than others, and some of them are not. And it's just a very strange way. But I don't know what it was. I think the Pope was involved, and a cartographer, and whatever reason, they just cut Brazil up into a whole bunch of strips. So there you have it. So where am I now? I don't know what this place is, you know, aside from Brazil being different and the rest of it. I can tell you they got Halloween here. Oh, yeah, they got Halloween here. Let's prove it by going to the jukebox, shall we? Oh, I'm sorry. The Haunted Jukebox with spooky music. I wonder if any ghosts actually ever said that. Probably owed some royalties. A1.
I was walking through the woods one night. My girl I'd gone to see. It was sort of strange and creepy out in the dark as it could be. No moon or stars, not a bit of light, so doggone quiet, you see. Then suddenly in the front and back, something jumped at me.
Run, Spook, run!
Get out of my way!
Run, Spook, run!
This is no time to play!
Run, Spook, run!
I'm scared to the gut!
Run, Spook, run!
Is you some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee!
There's another spook coming after me. Tearing through the woods, us three, a mighty hard race to win. A terrible noise behind me, my hopes was getting thin. Caught in the middle between the two, couldn't think of a thing to do. Running through like a crazy spree, some son of a gun chasing me.
Run, Spook, run.
Get out of my way.
Run, Spook, run.
This is no time to play.
Run, Spook, run.
I'm scared to the gut.
Run, Spook, run.
Is you some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee.
Cause there's another spook coming after me. Seems we ran about a mile and a half, out of breath and misery. I ran smack into a dad-burned calf, a cow's plowing into me. There we lay, a silly sight, the cow and the calf and me. The scary spooks that gave me a fright was very plain to see.
Run, Spook, run!
Get out of my way!
Run, Spook, run!
This is no time to play!
Run, Spook, run!
I'm scared to the gut!
Run, Spook, run!
Is you some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee!
There's another spook coming after me.
Run, Spook, run. Run, Spook, run.
Ghost? Who was a cow? The cow was a ghost? The cow was dead? I didn't quite follow that, to be frank. Well, maybe he was in a haunted barn. A haunted barn! He was in a barn that was haunted. And if that was the case, of course, it couldn't be your plain Amish barn. No, it'd be one of your English barns. It'd be Victorian, wouldn't it? A haunted barn would have to have all sort of Victorian architectural gewgaws. It would have to have turrets, scroll work, you know, railing, thin railings, all the rest of the things that we, the usual architectural iconography that we associate with Halloween, for some reason. That reason being, I guess, was because, 60, 70 years ago, the Victorian housing stock, which once was the sign of wealth, prestige, power, and social position, was in the parts of town that were no longer that good, and they were decayed and falling down, and hence kids assumed that this thing was haunted because it was old and decrepit and the architectural style was no longer familiar or valued. That's all it took. And now, for eternity, that will be the style of house that we will associate with hauntings. And hence, it will be on candy and cereal boxes and Little Debbie snack cakes and the rest of it, even though the house itself may completely vanish from the landscape, aside from a couple of painted ladies saved and rehabbed by some people in the inner city. We will continue instantly when we see that silhouette to think, oh, my God, the spirits of dead people walk around in there, because that's the architectural style that says it's possessed. Would have been different, I suppose, if they, I don't know, it would be a pity, really, if they had started to associate 1930s, you know, Corbusier clean machine for living houses with the haunted problem. Then again, I suppose if you did look at some white modern building with glass block windows and very severe style and a few curves and minimal decoration, you would believe that the quality of ghost in there would be quite different. They wouldn't be rotten and hanging around and miserable and wearing shrouds and the rest of it. They'd be wearing decayed but still stylish silk jackets, and they'd be pale, but they were pale to begin with because they just spent all their time indoors having cocaine and champagne and playing Noel Coward songs. Very elegant ghosts. Just, you'd sort of want to hang out with them. It would be cool. People would buy a 1930s house and they'd be actually disappointed to find that it didn't have some people from you know, the Thin Man hanging around cracking wise. Well, so you're wondering, in this incrementally different universe, do they have a haunted diner? And the answer is, well, you know what I mean by the haunted diner, don't you? Every year around October 31st in my universe, there appears in the woods, far away, a glowing version of the diner, which is haunted. Horrible sounds come out of it, miserable sounds, general shrieks of despair, etc., and then it vanishes, but it's there, and it's creepy. It's not the NPR diner that's on the other side of Lake Lilac, which, by the way, in this incrementally different universe, is not Lake Lilac, it's Lake Shellac. Which I just thought was funny when I first heard it, but then I realized when I did some research it's because there was a lacquer factory on the shore that dumped all of their industrial waste into the lake, and hence Lake Shellac. It's a pretty darn thick lake. You can kind of walk across it, but you'll sink up to your ankles after about 15 yards off the shore, so you don't. Anyway, I asked the waitress if they had a haunted diner. And she looked at me and just sort of pointed a finger to the minimal decorations around the place. Orange crepe paper. Whoopty. Spooky-doo. I said, no. Do people say that there's a haunted diner? Does legend have it that there's a haunted diner in the woods on October 31st? And she said, no. There's no legend around here about that. I mean, there may be some kids who go out there and start a fire and, you know, get drunk and drink Bartles and James, but no. So I'm kind of disappointed because I kind of sort of wanted to visit the haunted diner. It's been a while. You know what? This being Halloween, why not just hop in the phone booth and go to an IDU and see if they've got a haunted diner there? There has to be some. I mean, it can't just be. It would be horrible to think if there was actually, if my dimension, my home dimension, was the only one that had a portal to hell. It would seem to be a bad error to try to get back to that place, let alone try to get there on October 31st. But, you know, tradition demands. I mean, there was the year we took the funicular railway to the haunted diner. There was a year we went down the passageway that was underneath this one, or my diner, to the haunted diner. I'm not sure I've ever actually walked in the woods to get to one. It. But it's worth a try. What do you say? Yeah. Okay. All right. My food hasn't even arrived here, but that's okay. I hate to run out of it. Nabil, I'm never going to be back to this universe, but I'd probably better just put down a 10 spot or something like that. And then, all right, so there we go. And now, off to the phone booth. Off to the phone booth. Let's see where we end up. All right, here we go again. Time for the arms on my hair to stand up with excitement and terror as I transfer to another universe. So tired of this.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording an error, please check the number and try your call again.
No, I haven't reached it an error. Here we go. Oh, boy. Chilly, like an hour before, and this is just, I feel bad for the people. Different point of our diner, all right, but there's nobody here and there aren't any lights, but it's glowing strangely, and there's just debris everywhere, and there's no parking lot outside the window. There's trees. There's some moving back in the kitchen. I thought I saw a shadow. Oh my god, it's my phone. It's my phone. That means I'm back in my own universe. But I'm in the haunted diner. Okay, it is my phone. I have connected. I can tell that I'm back in my universe because I have 14,667 emails and... No, I got 12 messages. Oh, okay. Let's open this. What's my passcode? Oh, right, the passcode. Okay, checking the most recent message. Oh, it's from my daughter in Brazil. She's wishing me a happy Halloween, hoping I'm having fun. Don't die. Lol. Pumpkin icon. Ghost emoji. I know she's okay. Well, I guess the only thing that I have to do now is get out of the haunted diner and back to the real diner. There's something stirring at the table by the door. There are some figures appearing. They're translucent in a very strange way. They look very happy. They don't seem to realize this isn't real. Now they're all looking at me. They're all looking at me as if they expect me to say something. Their mouths are moving. Their mouths are moving. I can't hear what they're saying. I feel compelled to go closer to hear what they're saying. I need to hear what they're saying. They may be telling me how to leave here. Okay. I'm going to walk over. They're gesturing me over. Never should you go to translucent figures in a haunted restaurant who are gesturing you over, but I have to know. I have to know. Getting closer. They're smiling. Broadly smiling. They're wearing sort of like 80s clothing. I can tell now it's got their collars popped and they got 80s hairstyles. Kind of like that. But they're not quite right. There's something on their faces that just makes them wrong. I used to have that members only jacket. God, it can't be me, is it? No, it's not. I don't recognize any of them. Their mouths are moving. Their mouths. What are you saying? What are you saying? Get out my phone here. See if I can record this. Understand what they're saying to me. Okay, I got that. But now they vanished. They just vanished. I gotta get out of here. If they might find the door. What's that? It's a light. Shimmering. Green. Strange green light. Greasy sort of green. It's like it's dancing. I'm strangely drawn to it. But it moves away as I come closer to it. It's moving towards the back around the counter by the register, which is all cobwebbed and hoarded, and it's moving back to the kitchen, right? And in the kitchen, there's a door to the basement. I remember now. There's a door to the basement, and in the basement of the haunted diner, there's a tunnel, a long tunnel that goes back to the real diner. And if I can find that, if I can get through it, God knows how many zombies are in there this time, I'll get back to the real diner, to my real place. No more of these incrementally different universes. I'm so close. All right, I'm in the kitchen now. I'm going down the stairs into the basement. Ugh, it stinks down here. But what happened to the door? It's gone. Oh man, just like in that Star Trek episode in the Menagerie, also known as the Cage, where he went into that room and the music was playing because he had to get away from the green Orion slave dancer, who actually was Vina, and then he turned around and the music stopped and the door was gone, and that terrified me as a kid. Oh no, the door's still there. I'm sorry, I just couldn't see it. Yeah, I can make it out now. Okay. Oh, and actually there's a door over there. Maybe there appears to be some sort of ladder going up to a door in the ceiling, and there's an exit sign pointing to another door. So, yeah. Okay, well, that worked out well. All right, well, now what? I don't want to go through that door, though, because I know what's beyond that door from my previous trip, and that would be zombies. And I know that was about 10 years ago, but we all know that zombies never die. They never decompose. Oh, no, they're dead, rotting flesh. They're basically a steak sitting out in the sun. But they're completely capable of movement for years. So, no, I'm not going to go through there. I don't want to go back up to the diner because the place is spooky. Maybe I should go up the ladder and see where that leads me. Probably back in the forest. And from the forest, I know I can get back to the diner. From the forest, I can see the real diner. The light of it glowing holy like through the woods and across the road. First, I want to see if I got that file. what those spirits were saying. Okay, all right, okay, we have to save it first. All right, ghosts. No, not gajosts. Ghosts with an H. I'm going to type on this thing. Okay, play. One more time. All right, I don't care. I can figure that out when I get back home. I can slow it down and see what it says. I'm just going to get out of here now. I'm going to go up this ladder. Odd. Feels as if it's not even here. I can hold it. I can step up on it, but it feels like it's not even here. Well, this is a strange sensation, but I'm walking on, up on something. And in the ceiling... There's a lid I can press. All right, I'm outside. And I'm about 12 feet away from the haunted diner. I don't want to get any closer. The place just seems to have a strange, compelling aura to it that draws me toward it. But from here, it looks... It looks sad, is what it looks like, to tell you the truth. It doesn't look that haunted at all. Just looks abandoned. Paint is faded. Window is cracked. One of the letters is missing on the neon sign, but mostly it just looks like something that everyone forgot. I suppose that's what a haunted place is. That we imagine that bad things live there because we feel bad about having abandoned them in the first place. Something's happening. There's light coming on inside of the haunted diner. I see shapes. The paint is all of a sudden starting to be brighter. The chrome and the aluminum are brighter as well and clean. The missing letter in the neon sign is back. The broken glass is healing itself. I can see people in there. They're moving around. They look like real people. I can hear some music too. It looks like the real diner. It is the real diner.
You may not understand.
And there's my car in the parking lot. And it's got the license plate that I remember from my universe. I don't know exactly what's going on. But I'm going in.
Please don't scream. I know you think it's grand. When I fly in your window, just let me find
you. Whoa! It's a party. It's a Halloween party with actual human beings. I can tell. I can smell them. A lot of Old Spice. Cigarettes. It is the diner. Wait a minute. Hold on. Checking my phone. I've got four bars. And my texts are here. I've connected to the network. I'm back. And there on the counter, that's a Star Tribune. I haven't seen a Star Tribune in like 25 incrementally different universes. I'm back. Hey, how are you? How you doing? It's good to be back. Oh, you have no idea. There's my custom seat at the boomerang pattern for Micah Counter waiting for me. I can't believe. Feels like...
Haunted House Update!
Oh, it's the Breathy White People chorus. Could you... What was that you said again?
Haunted House Update!
Indeed, this is the updated Haunted House. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's something about the Breathy White People's chorus. Let me get on my phone and play that sound file again. Here it is. Let me see if I can speed it up just a little bit here.
Happy Halloween!
And let's speed it up again.
Happy Halloween!
So the ghosts in the haunted diner were really the spirits of the Breathy White People chorus, and all I had to do was follow a haunting green light down a set of stairs, and then go up a strange incorporeal ladder, and the diner would be brought back to life. Does that make sense to anybody? Does that make sense to anybody? No, I didn't think so. That doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm here. I'm at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern formica counter at the old diner out on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be at the moment. Roaming no more. Wish I could tell you one-tenth of the things that happened to me out there, but some of those I'd best keep close to the vest. What matters is that we're here now, and where are we going from here? I have absolutely no idea. But I do know I'm James Lilacs, and I will see you down the road. And a happy Halloween.
Don't forget to set your clocks ahead.
What? No, we're supposed to set them back. What are you talking about? Have I ended up in another incrementally different universe where daylight savings time is reversed?
Don't forget to set your clocks back.
Stop playing with me, you guys.